Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm good, Dave. How are you this morning?
Yeah, very good indeed. Well, I gave you some homework, and it was about the new iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus. So before we go into your any comments, I guess the big one, Apple ditched the headphone jack. That was probably the big thing. But the new devices will offer the ability to connect headphones via the Lightning port with a new set of headphones shipping in every box and include in the box an adapter. The other big one is the speakers. It's all stereo. There's two speakers, and then you've got two cameras in the iPhone Plus. So people were queuing 3 days before this phone came out, Matt, and then, of course, it was sold out in that first day. I guess when a new phone comes out, you're going to expect it's going to be way better. Otherwise, why would you release a new phone? So tell us what your thoughts are on the iPhone 7 and Plus. Come on. I mean, there's all these people queuing, and it's sold out.
Nah, it's a few of my main gripes, that removing of the jack that you said, that you sort of, you know, very, very quickly glanced over at the start. I've got big problems with that. The 3.5mm stereo jack is a standard.
It is.
It's not owned by anyone. Apple came out and called themselves brave for getting rid of it and stuff like that. It's got nothing to do with being brave. The iPhone 7 ditched it because they want to make money, because Apple owns the rights on the Lightning port. Now, every single consumer, every single third-party developer in the world, unless they're doing it dodgily, we'll have to give Apple royalties to make adapters and peripherals for the iPhone 7. Oh. It's all about more money. There are reports as well that the iPhone 7s and the 7 Plus are actually emitting a hissing sound when they're under load. I'm not too sure exactly how widespread that is, but there's been reports over the past couple of days of that happening. I've got nothing against Apple. The iPhone 7 is a great device. You know, my partner Jess has iPhones and she's always loved them. And I've had iPhones in the past before as well. But, you know, I can't get behind a company that says that they're brave and tries to push these technical boundary things when they just need it for the money.
So it's just to make more money, okay. Yeah. Tell us about these huge advances now. So you've got stereo speakers and they're going to have sort of the double the volume. And
The stereo speakers is a weird one. Have you ever been on a train and a teenager's playing his music loudly beside you? It's bloody annoying. Like, no one wants to listen to music from their phones. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it through headphones. Yes. Or they're going to do it, you know, through speakers or something like that. They don't want their phones speakers. Like, that's silly.
Now, this front-facing camera, I thought all cameras were sort of front-facing, but anyway, it's gone from 5 to 7 megapixels, which is cool, but the other one's 12 megapixels. So just about the cameras on them, because a lot of people nowadays, and well, I've got an old camera I still use occasionally, but now, of course, when I go out, most times I'm going to use my phone. So the quality has improved remarkably, hasn't it?
Definitely. And that is one area where iPhone really is leaps and bounds ahead of the competition. I've been on the Samsung train for a while.
Yep.
Apart from the latest ones that are blowing up, but you know, for that last week. But you know, my Jess has an iPhone 6, and her phone takes much better pictures than my Samsung S6. Way better in low light situations and stuff like that. The iPhone cameras they're really bloody good. And I've got no doubt that the iPhone 7 camera is going to be superb at taking photos. So that is one big plus for the phone, yeah.
Well, last question then, and that's this. I've got an iPhone 6. I kind of like it, and I can plug things in. I can go and do interviews because I've got the jack, the 3.5 jack in there. I can plug a microphone into and everything else. For someone who doesn't matter what you are, dad, mum, granddad, grandma, you've got a current iPhone 6. Should you race out now and buy an iPhone 7 because it's much better technology?
Unless you're a tech head, nah, don't worry about it. The iPhone 7 S will come out probably in a year time, just like they have their iterations of the 6 and the 6S and the 5 and the 5S. The iPhone 7 S will come out in a year time and hopefully iron out the bugs that are in this one and hopefully put the headphone jack back in. Because you know what's better than getting a free adapter to use with your new headphones?
He's having the old
one, because there's a bloody adapter and there's a plug already on the phone.
All right, mate. Thanks. You did the research. Thank you. See ya.